Today on episode number 359 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we have another great, phenomenal, just crazy podcast success story. And I'm going to answer some of your podcasting questions, and I'm going to talk about something that I don't believe in, and that is podcasting without using WordPress.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, this is where we talk about all things podcasting, from equipment to recording to producing to content gathering, all points in between. I bring my 20 plus years of technical training to the microphone to help make sure that you understand this. We try to keep this a jargon-free zone. And we kick back, we have some fun, we learn how to podcast and embrace that global audience. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, I would love to have you. I hope you guys understand this. One of the things in the past couple months I've really said is I really want to embrace the community. I want to get you more involved in this show. And you guys have really been stepping up to the plate. And I deeply appreciate that. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. You can also, I have a feedback button at the website. Everything's out there. The website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can leave a comment in the blog while you're there. It's all there because, there's the tagline. Everything you need to start a successful podcast, you can find at theschoolofpodcasting.com. And I always like to start off the show with some sort of podcast success story. Easy for me to say. And I will say, for anybody who ever snores and they hate, or if you are married to a snorer and you always think it's not fair that, they get to snore and sleep and you don't. If you snore, I do, or at least I did last night. My throat is killing me today. So if I sound a little weird, that's why. But tangent number one. Done. Okay, we've got that out of the way. Today, this is from Dan from the 4x4 podcast. Wait to hear what Dan got to do thanks to his podcast.
Hey, Dave, this is Dan from the 4x4 podcast. And the 4x4 podcast is a show about everything related to off-roading, not just driving a Jeep on a trail, but Land Cruisers, Ford Broncos, round the world, overland style travel, everything. And I wanted to share a story about something unique that's happened to me because of podcasting. It's been one of my lifelong dreams to participate in the Baja 1000, which is the longest continuous off-road race in the world. It's actually closer to about 1,100 miles, and it runs from Ensenada, Mexico, all the way down the Baja Peninsula to La Paz, and it crisscrosses back and forth the peninsula over the course of the race. Usually takes competitors about a day and a half to actually complete the race. So it's very, very difficult on the competitors as well as the vehicles. But that's always been something that I want to do because it's such an amazing feat. And if I couldn't participate in the race, I wanted to be able to at least go down and spectate for the event. And because of the podcast, I met up with a nonprofit organization called Hero Off-Road. And I really felt like their cause of putting U.S. military veterans with race teams was worthy of getting some attention. So I invited the head of the nonprofit onto the show so I could do a interview with him and just kind of help spread the word about what he's trying to do. When it came time, when they actually decided to sponsor a veteran, they took applications from people, and I submitted my application in as well because I am a U.S. service member. And all the applications went out to the sponsors for the nonprofit, and they put in rank order who they select to be in a co-driver's seat, which is the navigator, sit next to the driver and tell them where to turn and how to follow the GPS. And after all the applications came back, I was selected. So I actually got to go from my home in upstate New York, the sponsor to go down, meet up with the race team in San Diego, California. We crossed the border into Mexico. We went pre-running, and I raced in the Baja 1000. Now, we didn't actually get to finish the race, but that was never my ultimate goal. I mean, that would be amazing, but I really just wanted to be around the culture and experience what the Baja 1000 is like. And so it's been an amazing experience, and I owe it all to being able to do the podcast and linking up with people in the off-roading industry. And it's just one of the many opportunities that I'm sure I'll have as I continue the podcast. So just want to spread that story to people to encourage them to go ahead and start their own podcast about something that they are passionate about, because the opportunities that are out there for you are just beyond what you can imagine. So I encourage everybody to start a podcast. And thanks for giving me the chance to tell my story.
Dan, thank you so much, first of all, for your service. I see on your website that you served at one point over in South Korea. You got to check out his website. It's the4x4podcast.com. And he's got a picture of, I don't know if it's him, but it's basically a Jeep driving through a river. It's, I'm like, wow, that looks a little, wow. That's not a typical day in the park. Well, I'll just put it that way. And what I mean, like through a river, like up to like past you got the 4X4 podcast. You got to check it out. It's bizarre. And for me, when I listen to that, one of my hobbies is music. I play guitar, and I understand when he says I didn't get to finish the race. That would be like me saying, well, you know, I got to play with Ted Nugent. I didn't get to do the whole concert, but I did get to play, you know, Cat Scratch Fever with him or something like that. I was a big Nuge fan growing up, so I get that. When he says, well, yeah, I didn't get to do the whole thing. No, but that's still really, really cool. That's something, again, it's something that the average Joe Schmo does not get to do. And one of the things that helped open that door was your podcast. I'm going to actually jump into some things I got here, some emails and such. This is from a new member of the School of Podcasting. This is from James Kennard. And I wanted to share this with you. I asked James if I could. It says, Dave, I'm 60 years old and am in early retirement. I was in industrial design and prototyping. I'm using the process of learning how to create a podcast as a way of reinventing myself and discovering who I am. The process of learning how to create a podcast has been very therapeutic for me. So there you go. Podcasting. You know, it is therapeutic. I'm gonna pause your email here, James. It is, because I was thinking about this the other day. One of the nicest, most important gestures, I guess you could say, that you can do to somebody is listen to them. You know, if somebody's talking and you stop and you listen, it's a polite thing to do. But it's nice, because in reality, you don't have to. You could walk away. I've seen people do that. They just, you know, if you're at a party and you know how you always end up in like a little circle and you're standing there and everybody's talking, and all of a sudden somebody just walk away in the middle of what you're saying or what somebody else is saying. I was like, wow, that's kind of rude. You could at least wait until they finish their story. But it is therapeutic. It is. I think, because in the event, everybody wants to be listened to. I know I do. And I don't mean that from a narcissistic way, but obviously I'm a narcissist to a certain extent. We all have an ego. We all have something to say. I got a lot of feedback this week and last week. Thank you to Daniel J. Lewis from the audacitytopodcast.com. Especially on episode 358. You can find that at schoolofpodcasting.com/358. He was also on schoolofpodcasting.com/357, where we talked about him winning a podcast award. 358, a lot of people were like, wow, this whole WordPress multi-site. Anyway, got a lot of feedback on that. And he said, you know, one of the reasons he got into podcasting is he felt he had something to say. And I think we all feel we have something to say. So I'm glad that James, even though I'm sure there are people that are out there thinking, well, podcasting's for young people. No, it's not. I think the average age of a podcaster is probably between 30 and 40, 50 maybe. I don't know. That's a great question. Somebody should answer that. But anyway, he's 60 years old, early retirement. The process of learning how to create a podcast has been very therapeutic for me. My podcast is a work in progress, and it is scripted science fiction. That'll be cool. I also play a little classical guitar. Awesome. And I'm working on creating my own background music. There you go. One of the reasons why everybody's like, can you not just get through this email, Dave? One of the reasons why I love podcasting is I am a creative person. And there is a certain amount of art to creating a podcast. And so it's kind of fun. All right. James says, I'll be purchasing a domain, a name as soon as possible, which he did. It's madeuptech.com. I'm going to be obtaining a web host, and I will start exploring WordPress. Awesome. I am very slow, but I am steady. And he is, because I went over to madeuptech.com, and it's just a domain at this point. And you know what? That's okay. He's got his toe in the water. He's got a direction. He knows where he's going. Now, some of us are going to go 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds, and some of us, we're going to take a little leisurely stroll there, but we know where we're going. That's very cool. I hope to release my first episode in 2013. I appreciate all your help, and we'll keep you informed of my progress, and I will, if I have some questions. Awesome. Keep them coming here. I'm currently working on my artwork for my podcasting website, and I will contact you in the next few weeks about obtaining a web host. Yeah, because we're talking about, I talk about this a lot at the end, the quick start program I have. If you don't have a web host, you don't have a website, period. You just got the idea for a podcast. Email me with the subject line quick start. And what I do is I send you an affiliate link for the web host that I use, the website that the School of Podcasting is on. And I earn a commission from that. And from that, you then get an email from them that says, hey, welcome. Thank you for purchasing your website thing. You forward that to me because it has your login name and password. I go in, I set up WordPress, I set up all the plugins you need to do the podcasting stuff with, and I give you a free month at the School of Podcasting. So you not only have the backbone of a website, and I can point you to where here's the person that can make your graphics for you. In some cases, if you have like no budget, I can try to work up some graphics for you, but we do that, get that going, and we call that the Quick Start Program. So, James, whenever you're ready, buddy, I am ready for you. And I want to thank you for letting me share your email. And I think you will find that podcasting is therapeutic. I'm drawing a blank. Mm-hmm. Smart Passive Income. Pat Flynn. Pat Flynn is a hugely successful blogger and podcaster. And he talks about how he's now doing, I think he's doing a keynote address somewhere. Super nice guy. I got to hang with him along with my buddy Ray Ortega and Daniel J. Lewis over at the Podcasters Roundtable one time with Pat. And Pat has said that his public speaking has been taken, I don't want to say to a new level. I'm sick of that phrase. He's perfected his public speaking, and he's better at it because of his podcast. He's used to talking. He's used to planning out an idea and then verbally having it come out of his mouth. So there you go. There are a lot of skills that you will come up with that. So we heard about Dan and his benefits of podcasting. There are many, many, many benefits of that. So thank you so much, James. And speaking of members of the School of Podcasting, I always like to spotlight as well a member of the School of Podcasting. And this is from Ken Bergen. And here's the cool thing about this. ProfitableHospitality.com. And it's all about, well, here, let's just play a little bit of it and you will hear. It's very cool. Check this out.
Hello, Ken Bergen here with podcast number 18 from Profitable Hospitality. In our podcast today, we're going to be talking about internal communication, whether you're a small cafe or bar, a large hotel, club, restaurant, a chain. There's lots of communication happening, lots of traditional communication oftentimes with emails and signs and notice boards And of course, there's a huge amount of informal communication happening, often side by side between staff members. But there's a lot of communication and messages that don't get through, and a lot of frustration from senior managers that they're not heard, people don't care, people don't listen. You've heard all those comments at different times, I'm sure. So we're going to look at a whole lot of ways to improve communication, a lot of practical tips I've got there, a lot of examples that you can make your communication much more effective and ultimately leads to better management and a better bottom line.
There you go. Management and marketing resources for restaurants, cafes, clubs, and hotels. ProfitableHospitality.com. And they got a link right there on the right-hand side for their podcast. Very cool. Well, since we're talking about members of the School of Podcasting, and listeners of the School of Podcasting like Dan, let's go off. We're going to do our, we're going to get you in the show here. We're just going to roll with that. And here is a comment from, now I do the podcast review show. You can find that at podcastreviewshow.com. That is actually coming back. I guess I'll say this here. We went on hiatus, and I think most of you, if you're a regular listener, know my wife has had, numerous surgeries in the past 6 months, and her last one was a major one, and I thought she would be back by now, but she's been having some complications, including, hey, this sounds like a party, doesn't it? Blood clots in your lung. Yeah, not a lot of fun, and things are getting kind of scary, and some days she has good days, and some days she has bad, because there are other, just, she's getting there. She's on the way back. But we got a ways to go yet, and it's going to be kind of scary along the way. But she's a trooper. So if you're interested, by the way, I'm actually thinking of, with her permission, of having kind of like Johnny Carson, when Johnny would take a vacation, you'd have the guest host. So if you're interested in being a guest co-host for the podcast review show, you have to bring your own opinion. That's it. And people are probably going to hate you. Now, we try to make any kind of feedback there that is not positive, we try to make it very constructive. So, for instance, if somebody's using PodPress instead of PowerPress, I will say, here's why. PodPress went out of business, you know, years ago, basically, and it's a fragment of what it used to be. So if you're interested in that, I'm not sure how long I'll be doing that, but it will be interesting to have it won't be the same podcast without the hammer, which is what we affectionately refer to my wife as on that show. But the bad news is the School of Podcasting is at the top of 20 steps, basically. And she's definitely feeling better in terms of physically getting up and around, so she could do it. But for now, she's taking a break from the podcasting thing. We have other priorities, as you might imagine, in this case. So if you're interested, let me know, dave@schoolpodcasting.com. I typically record those either Monday, Thursday nights, or occasionally on a Saturday afternoon. Anyway, and I got this feedback from somebody who was reviewed on the show, and I'm using this as a transition. We're going to be talking about podcasting without WordPress here in a second, but here's someone who was podcasting without WordPress and now is, thanks to them being on the podcast review show. Here we go.
Hey, Dave, this is Brian from the Hayseed Report. With the website now being hayseedreport.com, I appreciate you very much, and I'm also grateful for the help and pointers and tips and that you gave to me. I went ahead and whenever I set up the Hayseed Report, I went ahead and actually even went over to WordPress to see how it was. And guys, if you're trying to decide if you really want to go to WordPress or something else, WordPress is amazingly simple. The Blueberry app, PowerPress. Sorry, don't want to do PodPress. I've come across many people. The reviews on that are horrible. PowerPress, amazingly simple. It's just as simple as pie, and I enjoy it. I did go ahead and keep the Hayseed Report or the HayRolling.com. I went ahead and kept it as Joomla because I'm planning on adding several other shows, and just there's a couple of functionalities in it that noticing that I kind of liked. I have a hard time letting go of something I really like, but I am enjoying WordPress, and I thank you for the suggestion and all of the help that you provided. And to the listeners out there, Dave is amazing when it comes to the help. You'll enjoy the review, but and though there's times that it does smart a little, that's just the pride being hurt because you think you're going to have an all-out great and wonderful show, and he's going to be the first one to say, "Oh, this is an amazing show." And now he's there to critique, and he will dig until he finds something to actually critique about. And so it's great. Dave, you're awesome. Keep up the great work, and I can't wait for some more shows and some more suggestions.
Thank you, Brian, and you can find his new WordPress site at hayseedreport.com. So you can hear, now he was using a thing called Drupal, and I've played in Drupal before. I used to make websites in Dreamweaver. I used to use FrontPage. I've used a bunch of different, platforms to make a website. But I will occasionally have a client who comes to me. They've got their website. They've done it in insert platform, you know, for years. They're not going to redesign their whole website. They don't want to go to WordPress. And so they still want a podcast. Well, one of the benefits of using WordPress is it automatically creates your RSS feed. And then you can throw in plugins that add in all your iTunes specific stuff, and you're good to go. It makes it super a duper easy. So what if you have, I have a client of mine, Debbie Nigro, and her website was based on a Ning. Now Ning, Ning.com is kind of like making your own little Facebook. So she had her own little community going over there at stillababe.com. And she's like, "Yeah, I'm not looking to move Stillababe into some sort of format, in this case, WordPress. So how can we get a podcast that I can play on my other website?" And I'm like, "We can do that." So I looked around, and my two favorite hosts for podcast hosting R. Libsyn, libsyn.com. And while I'm there, sure, might as well throw this in. If you go to libsyn.com and you sign up, use the coupon code SOPFREE to get a free month. That's who I use for the School of Podcasting. The other one is Blueberry, blubry.com. And another great team there, Todd Cochran and the boys. And those are my two go-tos. And I always say, now what I did in Debbie's case is I used Libsyn, and the two things I like about Libsyn and Blueberry, and unless I'm missing something, Todd, chime in here or something, I know Blueberry will do a redirect. Now what I mean by this is if for some reason, for unknown reason, I wanted to leave Blueberry, I'm pretty sure the boys over there would be nice enough to say, "Hey, you know, let me shake your hand. I'm glad you were here while you were here. And we will make sure that anybody that comes here looking for you, we'll tell them where to go wherever you went." I didn't see that in their control panel anywhere. And the thing I like about Libsyn's control panel is it's right there. You want to leave, they're like, "Here's the door. We don't want you to leave. We're doing everything we can to keep you. But if you want to leave, there it is. Just tell me where you're going, hit save, and people will be redirected there." And in this case, it would be iTunes. You're worried about iTunes. I want to update iTunes to say, "Hey, iTunes, I'm not I'm not over here on site A. I'm now over in site B." So in Debbie's case, I used Libsyn. And what Libsyn does, besides hosting your media and giving you stats, et cetera, all the things that Libsyn normally does, because really their primary job is making sure that when people say stream or download or listen, it works, right? They host your media, your audio, your video, and they have a player that you can go through and put on your website. You can embed the player in a post. It's actually very easy. And so we did it that way. And so at first, we used their player. And just to let you know, we ended up using... So if you understand this right, we then had the RSS feed that I mentioned that came from WordPress now comes from Libsyn. And they have all the iTunes specific tags, as does Blueberry. I could do the exact same thing over at Blueberry. And what I ended up doing, which is kind of the best of both worlds, I used the RSS and the hosting from Libsyn. But in the end, Debbie liked the actual player from Blueberry better, because with the Blueberry player, when you click play, it opens up a brand new window with a player for that episode. You can then see all the past episodes and your show notes with clickable links show up right there. And so what we took was the RSS feed from Libsyn. We set up Debbie's show on Blueberry, even though she's not using them as a host. That's fine, by the way. They have a great directory, and they can actually help you find advertising for your podcast. And they can get, if you list your podcast over there, I think they get you into Roku. I don't know if you have to be a media host with them or not for that, but great services over there at Blueberry. And so she liked their player better, so we took the RSS feed. Took that there, and... ended up using Blueberry's player. And I could have used the PodTrack player if you go to player.podtrack, that's PodTrack. But for whatever reason, she liked the Blueberry player. And so that's what we did. And so she's not using WordPress. We're using the back end of Libsyn. So we type all of our show notes and things. We're using the Libsyn blogging engine, which compared to WordPress would be my first. I think it's very basic, and it's supposed to be. Originally when Libsyn came out, originally when Blueberry first came out, they wanted to be the be all end all of podcasting. They wanted to be your WordPress. They wanted to be your blog. They wanted to be your website. And everybody has learned that while they do create nice, clean looking websites, people want the control. They want the little more bells and whistles and things like that. So we type our show notes in Libsyn, and then when we publish it, it updates the RSS feed, which then updates iTunes, that whole nine yards. And so that's how we did it in her case. And I would deeply avoid Podbean, Podomatic, all these free services. By the way, if you notice Podbean, I'll give them kudos. They used to say free podcasting. And you have to really dig to find their free version now. I don't like Podbean, because I had this email came in, so I'll talk about it. I've talked about it in the past, but I'll do this briefly. I don't like them because I have no idea who they are. I've contacted them to come on this show where their target market is, and they went, nah, it's okay. I believe they're in Canada. That's the only thing I got out of them. There's nothing about, like, I know Todd Cochran. I know Rob Walsh from Libsyn and Blueberry. I know those people. I have no names. Podbean is just a company somewhere doing something. I don't like the fact their stats are they're horrible. And the fact if you submit your podcast to iTunes from Podbean, good luck getting it back. And when iTunes... If you think about this as a radio, as iTunes tunes into your station that is originating from Podbean, it will not look at your website, which we were just, yeah. So we said, so if you wanted to point it at your non-WordPress site, yeah, you're not going to happen. They're going to point them at Podbean's website where they can serve 8 bazillion advertisements at them. Podbean is bad. Podomatic, pretty much the same thing. Blog Talk Radio, all those, none of them let you leave. And I have a YouTube video about this, about controlling your feed. I'll put that out in the show notes at schoolofpodcasting.com/359. So that's how, if you don't have WordPress on your website, you can use Blueberry or Libsyn and use those to create all your iTunes stuff, host your media files, and then you can just put a player on your website for people to listen to. And then you can also, You can do things depending on who your web hosting is. You can do things like podcast.yourwebsite.com, and that will redirect people to you know, different areas and things like that to make it easy, as opposed to yourwebsite.libsyn.com or yourwebsite.blueberry.com or whatever it is. You can avoid that and make it still easy to be found. But it is possible. You don't have to have WordPress. Now, let me, before I get out of this topic, can I tell you this? Unless you really, really, really do not want to change, you know, we heard from Brian, who was on Drupal. It's easy. WordPress is, I mean, come on, the Rolling Stones use WordPress for their website. Yeah, Mick and Keith, let's go to WordPress. I don't want to do Drupal anymore. Right, that'd be great. Okay, anyway. So, it is very, very easy. I always tell people, if you can do Microsoft Word, you can build your own website. You really can. It's very, very cool. And I've actually got the tutorials to show you. Wanted to share some insights for about the past month or so. I've been playing with streaming live. I affectionately called it the Ask the Podcast Coach podcast. It's not in iTunes. It's just something I'm playing with. And you can find it every Saturday at 11 a.m. by going to schoolofpodcasting.com/live. I've been using a service called Spreaker to podcast live. And I wanted to share some of my insights, not so much on Spreaker. It's a great service. But on the whole live thing, it is cool when you have people. Like last week, I had Ryan Parker and in the chat room, and I had Gary Leland was texting me, because I know Gary from fastpitch.tv and Podcast Pickle, and that was kind of funny. You know, to have live interaction with your audience is very, very cool. That's the part that I understand why live is fun. Live is very addictive to a certain extent. However, I do want to say that especially if you want to take call-ins, does that add, and, you know, or if you want to have a co-host, things like that. What I would recommend, number one, is start setting up your podcast an hour before you go live. This is not something where I do now, or literally when I was getting ready to record, I grabbed my recorder, I plugged it in, plugged in the cords, plugged in my headphones, hit record, and I'm good to go, because my mixer is set to go. My microphone's right here. And that, and with live, I've got to, if I'm playing clips, if I'm doing things like that. But here's the other thing. And if you talk to any person in radio, the one thing that they really need to know, if we go back to me being a guitar player, I need to know, you know, obviously the notes on the fretboard. I need to also know that on my electric guitar, one knob is volume and the other knob is tone. Right. And you got to know which one does which. Right. Well, same thing with if you're going to be podcasting live, you need to know your equipment. And the Spreaker mixing console, I guess we could call it, when you're broadcasting live, is actually very easy to use. But you got to know how to use it. So there's sliders and faders and dragging things and this and that. And one of the things that I discovered, which was kind of funny, is the mute button. Mute button's very cool, because I was listening back to one of my recordings where I'd played a clip, but I was just sitting there going, I was using a different microphone that didn't have a noise gate on it, and you could just hear me breathe. And I'm like, ugh, I breathe way too loud. And so I was playing another clip last Saturday of another podcast, kind of doing a podcast review show live, and started playing a clip and hit the mute button so that you wouldn't hear me breathe. And while I was listening to it, I was, because it's live, looking up the next thing I was going to talk about, and I was getting files set up to go. It's kind of intense, to say the least. And, you know, when I came back, I was talking, and I could see my little lights blinking away. But finally, Ryan said, Dave, there's nothing. Did you get kicked off the air? And I got a thing from Gary that said, yeah, you're dead. You're dead in the water. You know, what happened? You're blank. And I'm looking around and I'm like, that's weird. My lights are blinking. everything seems to be cool. And I'm like, oh, screw you, Spreaker. What the heck? Yeah, I had hit the mute button and forgot about it. And there's not a huge visual thing there to say that you're muted, except the one window turns black, which in reality, thinking back here, yeah, that's a pretty big red flag. But I laughed pretty hard on that when I realized that I'd been talking into a dead microphone for about a minute. And I was really grateful to have the chat window. So if you're interested in that, if you have a question you want it answered, stop by Saturdays at 11. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/live. That is Eastern Standard Time, by the way. And it's a very loose show. I usually come up with one topic and kind of go from there. And next week, I'll know to be sure and unmute myself when I talk. All right, last little piece of content here that I just wanted to share. And this is, I'm going to tie this into podcasting. But for me, I love podcasting. I think you know that. My friends know that. My coworkers know that. Everybody knows that Dave is that podcasting dude. And I remember somebody asked me once, well, how long do you think you'll podcast? Like, when will you outgrow this? And I'm like, I'm going to be podcasting. You will pry the microphone from my cold, dead hands, because I'm always going to have something to say, I think. And I'll probably have a different podcast. You know, I think I'll still have the School of Podcasting. It'll be 2005, right? And this past Friday, my wife, who rocks, bought me way back in February tickets to see B.B. King. Now, B.B. King, if you don't know who B.B. King is, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to listen to this show. Leave right now. Go. B.B. King is the king of the blues, and I'm a guitar player, so, you know, you got to know. He's 87 years old. B.B. King is 87 years old. Now, you're like, what does this have to do with podcasting? It has to do with passion. And it was interesting because I was in the 18th row. I told you, my wife rocks. 18th row, B.B. King, slightly off center to the left. But that was really cool because they have these little curtains, you know. And the band comes out. His band was just phenomenal. And they're popping and bopping and right? And all of a sudden, I see a pair of feet off the ground sticking out from this curtain in the back. And I'm like, that's really odd. Somebody's hovering. And then I see a wheel. And I looked at my wife and I go, that's B.B. King in a wheelchair. Because I could tell, you know what a wheelchair wheel looks like, right? And sure enough, so the guy's 87. We all know from the commercials he has diabetes. And he has three guys that help him get out of his chair. And, you know, the guy comes on, well, the undisputed king of the blues, ladies and gentlemen, B.B. King. And I might throw some B.B. King in here. I actually recorded some from my phone, so I'll put that here in the background. But the cool thing was, the guy's 87 years old. And he walked on his own power across to the front of the stage, waved at everybody, looking good, lost a lot of weight. And, you know, they walk out, and the poor guy can't stand that long, so he now plays sitting down. But when I saw that, I was like, number one, you're just not going to stop this guy. He loves to play his guitar. He loves to sing. He loves to entertain. He loves to produce content that makes people smile, that makes people want to get up and dance, that makes people laugh. He was actually pretty funny. And at the end of the show, you know, these three guys come out, and one on each side, and he kind of grabs their hands, and they got his arm. And there's one guy in the back in case he ever falls backwards. And he walked out. They put his coat and hat on him. And he walked around and shook hands with people in the front row. And off he went. And they, you know, plopped him back in his wheelchair. And he's off to the next city. And I was like, that's going to be me. That is going to be me. Because of his passion. He just loves it. And of course, he he's getting paid. But besides that, you know, there is a certain level of, if the pain is more than the reward, there comes a time when you're like, I'm not doing that anymore. So whatever you are passionate about, whatever you just know, hey, till my dying day, I am, this is what I'm about. Or if you're trying to reach the world and you just can't get any kind of local play in the newspaper, you can't get any local play in the local TV stations, you can't get anybody's attention and you want to be listened to, you have something to say, I want to help you. I want to get you, you deserve to be heard, right? I want to help you get your point across to a global audience. And you can do that by going out to schoolofpodcasting.com and just click on the join now button. Now, because you're listening right now, I have a coupon code for you. That's my way of saying thank you. And it's LISTENER, listener. That's the coupon code. It'll save off a big chunk of that first month's fee. And we'll get you going. And again, I talked about the quick start at the beginning of the show. So bring your passion. Doesn't matter how old you are. We heard today somebody's 60 saying, hey, this is really cool. It's going to help me keep my mental chops. I like that. We learned about how WordPress is easy. We learned how if you really can't use WordPress, you know, your hands are tied. That's all right. Here's a way around it. I can do that for you. I can walk you through there. I say at the beginning of the show, I've been, you know, podcasting since 2005, whoop-de-doo. But I have seen a lot of things come and go, and I can help you go in the right direction. I know the tools to use, and I know the tools to really avoid, because I get paid a fair amount of money to help people leave toys that are awful. And I actually just made a fake podcast. It's at Podbean. I'm not going to tell you what it is because it's horrible. I'm going to see if I can get my feed to redirect. If there is a way to get away from Podbean. I think there is. I think I found a loophole. So, but that's what I do. Play in podcasting. I help people podcast, and I want to help you. And I want to thank you so much for listening. We will see you again real soon. Again, our website, schoolofpodcasting.com, got all my contact information out there. You can sign up for our tutorials. You can sign me up one-on-one consulting. Right now, howtopodcast.com, that's going to be my group coaching coming up shortly. That's somewhat taken a bit of a back burner due to my wife's health, but that if you want to sign up, get on that list, and I will notify you when that bad boy is ready to go. That's going to be group coaching as opposed to one-on-one consulting. It's going to be group coaching for those that are looking to for that personalized attention, but maybe don't want to go the one-on-one consulting route. So thank you so much for tuning in. It's time to start living a life worth podcasting about, and I will see you on the inside. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
And when you're dead, you die. So let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Get together and let the good times roll. Hey, everybody. Tell everybody that B.B. King's in town. Got a dollar and a quarter. Just ran the clown. But don't let nobody play me cheap. I got 50 cents more than I'm gonna keep. So let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good times roll. Let me hear you say it now.